I like to remind people that you can ignore the street preacher. You can ignore the truth of God today as you live your worldly life. You can ignore the truth that goes out from the Word of God. And you can put in its place entertainment, flesh, carnality, pride. But on Judgment Day, you're not going to ignore, because the light and the truth and the fire of God is going to destroy everyone that's not on His side. And if you're not born of God, it's going to be weeping and gnashing of teeth. In Matthew 7, Jesus said, many will come to Him and say, Lord, Lord, I knew You. I went to church. I got baptized. I did confirmation. Many will say that they knew Him, but He says, away from Me, I never knew you. And He tells us why. They're workers of iniquity. That means they keep and practice sin. If you keep and practice sin and worldliness, if you entertain yourself in the ways of the world, there's no hope of eternal life to come. Jesus didn't die so you could live a life of entertainment, flesh, and ease. Jesus said, lose your life, come out of the culture, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. A lot more people out now.
Yeah.
Yeah, two young guys were standing there, and one guy looked like a mocker, and the other guy that you just gave a gospel card to looked like he might be serious. Test yourself to the Word of God. I remember you, sir. Open the Holy Scriptures. Come out of the world. Come out of that false church system. Worship God in spirit and truth. Train up those grandchildren in holiness and righteousness, not in feminization and worldliness, not in carnality and sin. No man can have two masters. Jesus said, you'll love one, you'll hate the other. Who's your master today, American people? Who's your master? Are you living for the kingdom of God? All your heart, soul, mind, and strength set on your Creator. He gave you life. He gave you breath.